The second most popular drink in the majority of bars after we've left and departed from the Martini family is a drink called a Manhattan. A Manhattan has the proverbial cherry in it and does not have to be quite so strong in proportion as a Martini. I would suggest making your Manhattan with four roses and Tribuno vermouth. About a 4-to-1 ratio is a good, sharp Manhattan. I would try just a dash of Angostura in it, which cuts it, and a large cherry. Your principles are the same. Now let's start one out. Let's get ready. All right? All set. 2 cubes of ice per person in your pitcher. There. And let's take a good 2-ounce jigger of four roses. And another jigger of four roses. And another. And still another. And that is enough for four people. Now, I would take about, well, you have 8 ounces, 2 ounces of vermouth. If you want to use a domestic vermouth of good quality like Tribuno, that is all right. Now let's give it a fast stir. Let's place one dash of Angostura bitters in each glass. And after draining off the ice, pour in the cocktail. There you have a very nice drink. A variation of the Manhattan, which is quite popular, is a libation, commonly referred to as a Rob Roy. Rob Roy is a very pleasant and good drink, but instead of using rye, you use scotch. Black and white is a good scotch to use, but I would leave out the cherry, which does not fit very well into the Rob Roy. Now let's make one. There we go, 2 ounces of black and white scotch per person. 2 ounces again, that's for two people. 2 ounces again for three, and still another 2 ounces, making it right for four. Remember now, 2 ice cubes per person. Now 2 ounces of your Tribuno vermouth, and let's have a fast stir. There we are. There you have your Rob Roy. Now we go into a drink which has garbage. Oh, don't be disillusioned. It's simply an appellation for those of you who are familiar with bar terminology. It means sort of accessories, and the drink is an old-fashioned. An old-fashioned was formerly made from bourbon about 75% of the time, but there are variations. For example, you can have a Scotch old-fashioned, a rye old-fashioned, a brandy old-fashioned, or even a rum old-fashioned. The standard ingredients in making an old-fashioned is to get an old-fashioned glass, which is, as you know, a round, short, heavy-set glass. First of all, you need a little sugar crusher. Piece of sugar. Pour over the piece of sugar a dash of Angostura bitters. Now with your muddler, crush the sugar. You should have a slice of lemon, a slice of orange, and a cherry, and an ice cube or two in it. Then you're ready, depending upon your chosen beverage. If you want a strong drink, you could use 100% bonded bourbon, such as Old Forester, which is very good. If you don't want it quite so strong, you can use Early Times, which is made by the same company, Brown and Foreman, and which is also good, but not so strong. If you want a brandy old-fashioned, well, if you want to use brandy, you might use Christian Brothers. Or if your pocketbook will stand it, and you want the very best, you can use the imported Courvoisier, where you have the flavor of the fruit, however, and sugar, and Angostura bitters. It seems rather expensive to take a cognac like Courvoisier, which should be drunk alone, and is excellent after dinner, when you get its full flavor and full taste. Well, now, if you want your old-fashioned made with scotch, you can use your black and white. Rye? Why, you can use Mount Vernon or Four Roses, or there are many other reputable brands. Now, let's go to another kind of cocktail, which is extremely popular. I'm referring to the Daiquiri and Bacardi family. Now, according to the laws of New York State, Bacardi is a registered name. So if a Bacardi cocktail is on the menu, the bar must use some kind of Bacardi rum. They may use the Bacardi rum that comes from Puerto Rico. They may use the rum that comes from Cuba. But it must be a rum that bears a Bacardi label. Now, other types of rum may legally be used in a daiquiri. The secret of a good daiquiri is to have a mixer. A Waring blender is very good. Or if you've not got one of those, a Southern Comfort mixer is an excellent type of mixer. Let's just start out making this. Secret number one is to squeeze one fresh lime per person. The finest exponent of the daiquiri, in a place where they still have a sign called the cradle of the daiquiri, is La Floridita in Havana. and the late Constantino presided over the place with kind efficiency. They really know how to make their daiquiris there. And I'm going to give you the secret of their special recipe. Of course, skill, experience, and effort are very important. The first thing that Constantino insisted upon was to squeeze his limes by hand, feeling that metallic object coming into contact with the limes some way interfered with their flavor. That is extreme, but he certainly got the quality. Squeeze one lime per person into your wearing mixer. Then take a good 2-ounce jigger of rum, a good Bacardi or Methusalem rum. And then I should take a very tiny little dash of Cointreau, just about 1/8 teaspoon, as a flavor medium. Take 1 heaping teaspoon of powdered sugar. Be sure you use powdered sugar. Then take 4 or 5 ounces of finely shaved cracked ice, depending on the size of the cocktail glass you're going to use, and put the ice in the mixer with the drink. Then put the mixer on. Leave it on just for about 60 seconds. Let us try this. Here, I have a Southern Comfort mixer. So just let us get the ingredients ready. Now, we have the lime there, and I'm squeezing the lime, you see, with my hands. Now squeeze a little harder. Let's put 2 ounces of Bacardi rum in there. Have you got that? And 1/8 teaspoon of Cointreau. If you don't have the Cointreau, you can use maraschino, which is a very good flavor. Julius Wild puts out an excellent one. There again, not more than 1/8 teaspoon of either one. If your taste is particularly sharp, you should use the Cointreau. If it is not particularly sharp, you can use the maraschino. Now, let us put our 4 ounces of finely shaved ice in per person. How do you get the ice finely shaved? Well, that's a relatively simple matter. You just grind it through this shaver. Have you got that now? The question is, how long should you allow the mixer to operate? As I said before, I'd leave it on for 1 minute. That's a very important thing to do. Another important thing is to pour the drinks out immediately after mixing. And if they are correctly made, they should look like soft ice cream, a mold of finely melted ice. It is a very delicious drink and a drink that lasts a long time.